Okay, so Mabakba Sharus Tumat, a little bit of wedding halachot, Kedai, it's the season, of course, why not? Rambam tells us, and it really comes from Rav Saadia Gaon. Rav Saadia Gaon tells us the minhag is that when we get under the chuppah, we recite two sets of berachot, Birkat Erusin, preceded by Hagefen, and Shava Berachot, which are preceded by Hagefen. It used to be done months apart, a year apart. Now it's done under the chuppah to minimize logistical issues. We do it all together. So the Gemara only tells us about saying six berachot. There is the concept, the word Sheva berachot is a new invention. The Gemara says six berachot from Yotzer HaAdam until Asher Bara. And the Minhag, the Geonim, the Rabbanan, etc. developed the idea of adding on Hagefen before. It should all be Al HaKos. Just like Havdalah, it's appropriate to praise the Ribono Shel Olam with a toast, with a kos, with a cup of wine. The Rabbanan, the Geonim, etc. instituted, we should use a cup of wine for Birkat Erusin and for the Birkot Nisuin, the Sheva Berachot. The Rambam and Rav Saadia Gaon tell us that the Minhag also developed to use Bisamim to take a Hadas. Just like we have a Hadas or Bisamim and Havdalah, so too for Birkat Erusin and or for Sheva Berachot, the Minhag developed to do that as well. To be specific, Rav Saadia Gaon says use it for both Kiddushin and for Sheva Berachot, two separate Hadasim. Two separate berachot of bisamim, and the Rambam only tells us in Perek Yud of Hilchot Ishud, Halachat Aleph, to use it for Sheva Berachot. Now, some communities do this very religiously. The Syrians do it specifically at Kiddushin. Others do it specifically at Sheva Berachot under the Chuppah. Regardless, it's no different than Havdalah. It's no different than the Shulchan Aruch writes to say at a Birit Milah, take a Hadas. Now, I was so disappointed. One of my friends, a boy from Persian descent, his family grew up in Israel and in America, is marrying an Ashkenazi girl today. And he tells me that, I know, I did it too, but it's okay. Whatever, fine. So, he's marrying an Ashkenazi girl today. And he tells me last week that the Misader Kiddushin, Rabbi heard, Bisamim, under the chuppah, it's a hefsik. It's a hefsik, it's an interruption. You can't do that. Hagefen, and then Sheva Berachot, and Bisamim in the middle. No, Abba, you're not allowed to do that. And I said, it's so disappointing. The Misader Kiddushin's job is to facilitate the wedding according to your Minhagim, not according to his Minhagim. If he doesn't understand, the Rambam says it explicitly. It's no different than Havdalah, no different than Birit Milah. Then what are you trying to do here? It's not your wedding. Not your wedding. What are you trying to do? So I asked Rabbi Shechter, he explained, for Ashkenazim, it might be a hefsek. For Ashkenazim, Havdalah is not the rule. It's the exception. Then in general, it's not appropriate to do a bisamim at hagefen, after hagefen, before you drink. Havdalah is exceptional. Whereas for Sfaradim, they follow a different opinion in the Rishonim, that's totally fine, that's the rule, that's the demonstrative example, that it's okay. Nevertheless, it's appropriate, those who want to should know, it's a good thing to have in your back pocket. You're going to have a wedding. And not every Dai, not every Amu is comfortable saying, Asher Yitzircha began Eden Mikedem, off, flying off of his lips, to say the least, right? Not every Dai is able to say, Asher Yitzircha Adam Isamu Asamu 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 Asamu. It's easiest to get everyone who knows how to say Bisamim. Everyone has been to Havdalah once and said a Bisamim at a Sal, at a Didan, at whatever it is. To find that opportunity to give to somebody who's not fluent in these things and wants to be honored. And would appreciate the honor to say, Dai, please come say Bisamim. It's a huge opportunity. So even whether you're used to it or not used to it, so those who want to should incorporate it into their wedding opportunities to say Bisamim and to praise the Ribono Shel Olam. Baruch Adonai Le Olam.